it was good to get this first week in and get some work done. I thought the guys were sharp. I mean, they retained quite a little bit from the phase two and brought it in here, and we're able to get some good work done. Now, as much as you can get done in non-contact practice with a contact sport. So, time's yours. He tweaked his ankle a little bit. He's okay, yeah. No problem.
Andy, why was it important to try to get outside? I mean, you're outside for about 45 minutes. You can spread things out, but why do you want to get outside?
Yeah, you know, I mean, just, it's nice to be outside in the grass. We're going to be in here enough in the wintertime, so it's good to get outside as much as we possibly can. So.
Andy, last year, I know you've only been for three practices. Last year, by this time, you shuffled your starting offensive line, really moved guys in and out of the lineup.
Yeah.
This year, you've been consistent, not only in the first group, the second, and the third groups. Is that how you're going to be doing things with those guys this year?
Next week, we'll move people. Yeah, we'll start doing that. For these 3 days, we felt pretty good about what we had right there, and we wanted to get it kind of settled, and then guys will move around next week a little bit. You'll see them still move around.
Okay, so how many guys do you plan to look at? Are you going to give a bunch of guys a look for that first group?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. I don't think it's going to be as much as what you've seen in the past, right? So feel pretty good with that group. But it's important that we still get guys in there so that if something were to happen, you know, they can – we possibly could do that, but right now he's just keeping his head above water with the plays. I mean, he mentioned that to you the other day, and so we'll just let him settle in where he's at and kind of keep it there for right now.
Can you tell he's kind of getting a knack of things here?
He had a better the last 2 days were a little bit better. Yeah. You know what, he's handled it well. He comes out here every day, busts his tail, and he works in. He works in with the one. We have no problem putting him in there. That's not a big deal. Yeah, sure. You want to just keep playing. Keep playing hard. You never know in this business what happens. Right? You saw that in New England. I mean, in a blink, you can be the guy in there. Well, there's not a lot of ramping up you can do in this, right? So we'll continue at it plays in, yes. But this is the tempo. I mean, this is all we can do. So that's where we're at.
Can you see a marked improvement in Chris Conley? I mean, he had mentioned that he was just trying to keep his head above water last year. Can you see an improvement?
Yeah, no, you see it with Chris and Albert, and Jeremy worked with them all off season here. So they were up here doing their thing, and so you can see that they're comfortable, and Chris being the rookie of the bunch seems a lot more comfortable than what he was this time last year, for sure, and even when we ended. So,
what have you thought of Kamari Russell so far? Looks like he's been able to make a few plays.
Yeah, you know what? He's done a good job. He's done a good job, and again, it's just a matter of settling down and continue to learn. He's 3 days into the install, so but you can see he's got some talent there, yeah. Yeah, well, we think they're good players. We've got to see how they progress, and that's one of the positions that around the league you'll see guys be able to step in and play.
What have you seen as being kind of the veteran guy?
Yeah, well, he's here and he's working hard. So, and the way he competes, instincts. How he studies, all those things that the young guys can get a feel on. Yeah, well, the one thing he hasn't experienced is the staffs having in the league having a year to study him. So now you got to step up. This is where you kind of find out. The first 3 years, you kind of find out. You can sustain through that, and you know, then you got a pretty good thing going. But you got to push through those first 3 years.
One thing I was curious, like, to you as a coach, like, it's got to be a good thing if you can be a confident guy, right? Is he one of those guys that can?
Yeah, you better be confident at that position. Short memory and confident. So.
And last thing I had, I know the backup quarterback position is important for obvious reasons. Ballas is hurt. kind of role does the number two guy have in, like, helping the number one guy prepare and study? That's a real thing, isn't it?
Well, that's a good room, period. They're all smart guys. They're all close. And they all study together. So, I mean, it's all positive. They challenge each other, which is good. Even the young guys, and Alex challenges them. They challenge them back. And it's a healthy relationship they all have, a working relationship they all have.
The depth chart in front of him seems pretty crowded. But tell me what you've seen in the development of Ross Travis, your second basketball player.
I've seen steady improvement. He's working in with the ones and the twos. He gets a little bit of each, and he seems to be able to pick things up well, and he's improving. This is all new to him, though, but he's very talented.
He looks like a football player, not a basketball player.
Yeah, no, he's done good. You saw that on the scout team last year, and so we've worked him in some spots, and we'll see how he does. We still have to put the pads on and go through that part, but he's been able to retain and play fast and do the things he needs to do right now. Yeah, he's got natural leadership qualities, and he works hard. He's not loud. That's not what he is. He's willing to share with the young guy, the younger guys, right? So, he just went through all of this a year ago, so it's fresh on his mind on what being a rookie is. Yeah, so they have 4 days off, and then they'll be back.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Okay. Yeah.